Feed with Izzy.
What's going on in the world, Izzy? You all right over there?
Yeah, just really
had a good stretch. Ah, good stretch feels good.
So there's going to be, already actually, there are super high winds around Vegas today and tomorrow. They're supposed to get between 50 and 60 miles an hour this afternoon. And then around
don't
40
make unnecessary journeys.
Miles.
Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea.
Tomorrow. I noticed on my way to work this morning.
Is it going to knock my
grill? I was only
over?
Going like 70, and it felt like it was trying to push me out of the lane. I was like, what the hell's going on?
You felt the old...
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. On the highway, 100%. It was crazy.
Well, you know...
But they said they're putting out like a high wind alert because, ooh, you know, things can start blowing away.
No, I really need to go check out my grill, I think.
You don't need to check on your grill. You're fine.
Yeah, it's only like 30 miles an hour right now. This
what if
afternoon,
it falls we'll get over?
Some.
I'm not going to fall
go
over.
Go to work.
Oh, the light. Is it on? Oh, no.
No,
poor
but Benny
Betty
could be laying behind it or something. I might fall on him.
I doubt it.
I think you're fine, Greg.
A former nurse with terminal cancer.
Oh boy!
Recently revealed that she swapped about 5,000 babies over the span of 12 years, quote unquote, just for fun, while working at the hospital. She wanted to, quote unquote,
what?
Ask for God's forgiveness before she dies.
Yeah, too late. What are you doing?
Yeah,
she's just giving other babies to other people.
Yeah, in Zambia.
Is that Africa?
Mm-hmm.
My God, can you imagine?
For 12 years, she was swapping babies.
Wow.
And you got to wonder if the people ever, like, noticed or, you know what I mean? Like, if the kid grew up and they were like, I don't know why this kid doesn't look as much as like me like I thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Poor kids.
Yeah, it's horrible.
They're going to need to do some DNA testing.
Yeah, clearly.
Seriously. Do they have the years that she was active?
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, that's 12 years, so those kids are...
What a sick joke. Just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it became a quote-unquote habit.
Okay, that's not a habit.
Yeah.
Biting your nails is habit.
Yeah.
Swapping kids? What are you doing?
So now she's dying, and she's like, oh, boy.
It's weird that nobody knows.
I think I want to go to heaven, so I'm just going to tell everyone about this now.
Yeah, well, you know...
That's a huge bitch!
That's all you got to do with... if you're a Christian, you got to just ask for God's forgiveness and you're good.
Holy Jesus.
I don't think child, like swapping kids out of the hospital is a cardinal sin. I don't think that's listed there. So technically.
You think she'll be okay?
I think she's good. I think she's good. She's in heaven.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Hey man, I don't make the rules. I just was taught them.
To brighten the mood a little bit. There's a hotel in England where you can do outdoor yoga with lemurs. The lemurs live in a nearby wildlife park, and they tend to be super friendly and curious with humans, so the hotel wanted to try bringing them into yoga classes, and I guess the monkeys actually do, you know, some type of yoga poses. I think lemurs are cool, but if I'm doing yoga, I'm trying to do yoga. And if there's an animal near me, I'm not going to be doing yoga because I'm going to be petting that animal. So I don't get what all these crazes are. It's like, you understand you're not actually doing yoga if there's like baby goats around.
What's yoga for again? I don't understand where this came from.
Well, people do it for different reasons, but...
Is it like meditating though?
It's a way to make yourself more present in the moment.
Mm. What does that
and it
mean?
It also stretches your body.
Like to, I know stretching, right?
To not have stressful thoughts while you're stretching and exercising and stuff. It's a way to just kind of... make that time for just you to just focus on your body and focus on.
Isn't there like a stress crystal you can wear to like get rid of the stress and you don't have to do the yoga? I mean,
you have to believe in it though,
like
Greg.
Cheat, like
you don't believe
code?
In that stuff.
Oh.
Here's my question. Is yoga more meditation than stretching, or is it just called stretching when you're not meditating and just going, ow, ow, you know what I mean? When they're pulling your hamstring back before baseball practice. Is that technically yoga? Or do you have to be meditating and present, aware mentally in the present in order for it to be technically yoga?
Absolutely. That's what's so like relaxing about it, is that you're not sitting there having all these stressful thoughts and thinking about your day and all that kind of stuff. You just kind of push that aside and you just go through this.
So it is a lot of the Zen
process.
Stuff.
Absolutely. It's all breathing. Okay. And
I didn't know.
You follow your breath, keep it.
I've never done yoga.
It's really relaxing.
I've done Pologa on accident.
Pologa? Oh, really?
Pologa, like Pilates yoga.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Isn't Pilates ice cream?
No. Oh. I love Pilates.
Delicious. Delicious Pilates. No, dude, Pilates is no joke.
Yeah,
man.
It's all core.
It's
and
horrifying.
And isolating muscles. And,
yeah.
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 Hey, if it works Pilates for the Jedi. Awesome.
Where are you right now? What's so?
What do you mean?
On?
Where is he? He's present. He's living in the
yes,
moment.
I'm like a young Padawan right now.
Greg is practicing.
Oh.
Pew pew. Greg, have you ever done yoga before?
It is not called yoga. It is called knowing thyself.
Hold on. I just want to see if this works. If we can hear Greg's Greg's inner thoughts. Okay, Greg, you're doing yoga right now. What would you be thinking about? Hold on. Ready? Go. What?
What a disaster.
Hold on. I'm working on it.
Oh my God.
I'm not thinking anything.
Hold on.
What the hell is that?
He's getting
nothing's
hurt.
Working. Nothing's working.
Is that Wally?
Wait a minute. It's not working. I don't know what's going on.
It's awful.
I know it's awful. I'm trying it.
See, it was going fine. You could have just left it alone.
I know.
What?
The music was good enough.
It's this chorus.
Oh, man.
All right. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
The whole thing's a failure, and I feel like a failure. How about now, Greg?
I am nervous.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I am nervous about thy barbecue. What if my dog lays behind such barbecue?
And this is you while you're doing yoga? This is what you would be thinking about?
Yeah. The wind comes and blows. Does thy barbecue know? Where does my dog go if it falls?
Wait, what's in a Dr. Seuss rhyme? You know, you don't have to meditate in rhyme, Greg.
It's nice though.
Excuse me, lady, but how long do I have to hold this position that's pinching on my belt?
Okay, you gotta write that what? Down. You gotta write that down. We should do Greg's meditation moment once a week.
I can feel it in my Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Sparks needs an inhaler.
I don't want it to end.
I do.